all this week, we're talking about the 20th anniversary of the Columbine shootings. And a lot of the conversations happening this week are focusing on mental health. Well, there's a new documentary out that's taking a look at the tragedy of mental health and through the lens of suicide. And it's called American Tragedy. It's going to be screened in Denver this Thursday. And it'll be followed by a panel discussion featuring some of the people featured in the film. And one of them is Lori Freeman, who's a local woman who has herself been the victim of American Tragedy.
In 2010, I lost my 19-year-old son to suicide, followed 7 months later by my husband taking his life. And then 5 years later, my daughter overdosed on prescription drugs. So I got very involved with mental health, with suicide prevention, helped found the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Colorado chapter, served on with it from 2011 until 2016 when I decided I needed to step away and do some self-care for myself. But I'm a very big proponent that we need to talk about mental health, and we need to start not being reactive, but being proactive and starting it basically when they're infants, dealing with mental health, making them strong and resilient, and being able to have them be able to feel comfortable talking about their feelings and emotions, and teaching parents and educators and children what are the ways to deal with your emotions and to make you calm and be able to let you move through situations or crises that you are enduring.
Well, Lori, sincere condolences. I think anybody listening couldn't even begin to fathom the depth of your grief and everything that you've lived through. But the fact that you're able to use your own personal experience to essentially be an advocate for more expansive mental health, and I know you work also helping others navigate grief. What are the systems that we need to have in place that can really make a difference in this epidemic that we're seeing around suicide, and particularly here in Colorado for young people? It's one of the leading causes for death for young people right now.
We need to be able to talk about our mental health issues. The school systems now, when I first started dealing with suicide, which was never a word that was ever in my vocabulary, and neither was mental health. I grew up, we didn't talk about it in my family. We didn't talk about it when I had my own children. We need to be able to, as families, first talk about our mental health issues. I mean, if I had known what had happened in my prior family, I would have been more vigilant with my own children. So we need to, first of all, get rid of that stigma and that taboo. And that, I feel, is starting to happen. Schools now are starting to have programs within the schools, sources of strength, signs of suicide, doing peer-to-peer support. But we also need to start, like, down in the pediatrician's offices. You know, you get those little surveys, like, can your child hop on one foot? Can they hold a pencil or hold a crayon? Can they, do they eat well? Do they sleep through the night? But they are never asked, how does your child respond to situations when they're frustrated, when they're sad, when they're angry? And we need to be able to start doing that at a very young age and teaching children how to handle all the various emotions that they have. As adults, you know, we kind of suppress our emotions. Children let them out, but we don't teach them how to react in a positive manner versus a negative manner.
I know that there is a growing awareness of the need to intervene if suicide does happen in a school because of, and I don't want to use the wrong term here, but because of the likelihood that that could maybe trigger other suicides, albeit if you talk about suicide and ask somebody, are they feeling suicidal, that in and of itself won't trigger suicide at all. And I know that many advocates say we need to talk about it to destigmatize it. However, it does seem that if an event happens in a school, there's a concern that other children would be at risk. And you yourself have lived through multiple suicides in your own family. Could you talk about the need for growing awareness of that, that if somebody is within the circles where suicide happens, that there needs to be extra intervention?
When someone dies by suicide that's very close to you, the likelihood that the people that were closest to that person will either think about, plan, or try, attempt a suicide. We need to be able to say, how are you feeling? If you bring it out into the open and say, are you thinking of killing yourself? That usually opens up a window for that person to feel safe to be able to say, yes, I'm struggling, I'm having a hard time with this. And that way you can intervene and get them the help that they need.
Laurie, what would you like the message to really be as we are commemorating this anniversary of Columbine this week? And there was always focus on gun issues, but really mental health is something that, as we're hearing, is an epidemic, you know, here in Colorado with such high rates, particularly for young people. I mean, what would you like the biggest takeaway for it to be, for, you know, around this time at this anniversary?
The biggest takeaway would be that it's okay not to be okay. It's not okay not to talk about mental health issues, that we need to remove the stigma and the taboo that's surrounding this. This is the biggest public health issue that we have right now. We're always talking about physical health. You know, if you have diabetes, we talk about going and, you know, change your eating habits, exercise, take care of yourself. But when we have mental health issues, the stigma and the taboo around that kind of makes the person feel like they are at fault. There's something wrong with them. We kind of tell them to just get over it. We need to realize that mental health should be treated the same as physical health, and that we need to be able to come up with ways to be able to help these people that have mental health issues be able to come up with a health plan, just like you come up with a health plan for diabetes or a health plan for cancer. We need to treat mental health and physical health the same. And until we get rid of that taboo and that stigma around mental health, it's going to be a long road until we can treat them on equal standing.
Laurie Freeman is featured in a new documentary, American Tragedy, Love is Not Enough. And that also includes Sue Klebold, who is the mother of one of the Columbine shooters. And it profiles her journey from the depth of agony to becoming an advocate for mental health and wellness. And Laurie Freeman will participate in a panel discussion following a pre-screening of American Tragedy. It's happening at CU South Denver's IMAX Theatre, and that's on Thursday evening.